broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It's the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, Bigbo, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to the Ask the Fellas Show, where everyone can be a fella. Even the lady fellas, especially the lady fellas.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of lady fellas, right?
At least
it's not speaking of titties.
No.
Speaking of lady fellas, we have two lady fellas in the house, man.
Hey.
Oh, yeah. So we got Chili in the building.
What's up?
Chili. And we got Noelia.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hey, welcome back, guys.
Our favorite two ladies.
Awesome pair, man. Mm. Awesome pair.
What's going on, man? What's happening?
No, what's happening is that they were really sought after our last show,
God.
And they were like, you guys need to bring them back on.
Yeah, for sure.
Because
Barlos? No. Rodin?
Just the
guests, man. Like, they're like, oh, it was finally you guys have some women because you guys suck at
some
at
substance.
Like asking follow-up questions.
Yeah,
and
it's the whole female perspective. Uh-huh. We have none of that.
We have no
idea what the women think or what they want because we're men.
All we can do is assume, you know?
Yeah, of course.
We don't know.
And
women.
I think we've learned to just like, you know, pick and choose our battles. Do we want to argue with them or just, you know?
You guys should.
And as men, as married men, we gave up a long time ago to figure out what women want. You know what I mean?
I mean, why would you need to worry? You just have one wife to worry about.
We gave up.
I'm like, wait, you gave up?
We gave up. That's it.
Well, it's because it's just you come to the realization of like, it's all right. I made it.
Yeah.
I made
we're
it.
Done. We're good.
We got to figure out. Because you know what? But it's because different women want different things.
Yes.
Right? Not everybody's the same.
And our women, we know what our women want.
Yeah.
Right. But and that's enough.
But other women, we have no idea.
No.
Right.
No, we're done.
Yeah. So sometimes when we get questions, we're like, we're just talking out of our ass. We're like, you know, well, this is the advice we can give women.
Oh, for sure.
But,
that's what I'm like.
But it's like, we don't know what they mean.
No, you don't. How long have you been out of the dating scene?
Oh, man. Out of the dating
single,
scene?
Single, like,
since 06.
And you?
What's good that? Lord, since I was 12.
Before?
Stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been married since I was 12, man. It's been a long time. Decades.
Yeah.
But you know what? I mean, you guys are not missing anything. It's the same shit that was in 2006 and 2000 and when you were 92.
Well, I don't know because
on steroids.
I mean, it is now. I hear that with all these dating apps.
Okay.
When it comes to dating, it's just a whole different animal. Like, you guys have a lot more to freaking just choose from now.
I ain't got to choose from nothing. I don't do dating apps.
All you got to do is swipe right, and then you got an automatic date, right?
The guys think that they have. Yeah.
Okay. I don't.
The guys think that they have a lot of options.
No, but you girls have a lot of options.
Well, of what?
Of, like, you know, who to choose from to go out with,
right?
No. Well, the girls are the ones that should be the ones deciding.
Yeah.
You're... Not to bring anybody down or sound like a Debbie Downer. I don't give a fuck. You're making it seem as if the options we have are valuable options.
No.
That's why it's like, no.
Oh, we're not saying that.
We just said options.
We just said options.
They could be shitty options. They could be good options.
I'm glad I brought it up because I'm like, wait, are we talking valuable options?
Well, okay, yes. Okay, so if you're talking about like how many hits we get.
Yeah.
Yes, we do get, I would say, more than the average guy.
Right.
I think.
Because if I were just to guess from the friends that I have and the people that I know, there's not a lot of good options available right now, right? Would you agree, Victoria?
I agree, man.
Yeah, never. Agree.
My friends aren't really like, you know, the ones that you want to introduce to your friends.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I have questions, though. Like, who are these friends that you're talking about?
It's difficult. Like, I've had females too ask me, like, hey, introduce me to your friends. I go, number one, I go, I don't want to be responsible for that.
But isn't there such a thing as
an adult now?
Let's say Barlos meets a nice girl.
Oh yeah.
Does he consent to talk about him? She ends up
liking him, and do you think that he'll change for her, or like the situation will?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you know what I mean? Like, do you think that that's possible?
Oh, absolutely. I think his behavior will change, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
Did I even explain it correctly?
But the thing is this: us as people. We change very slowly. We do change.
Right.
But that behavior is hidden. It's suppressed until it bubbles up. And then, you know, it comes out.
And then you show your ass.
Right.
And then you show your ass.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's up to that person to change within permanently, and that's hard to do.
True. But you know what? Instead of the word change, I like to use the word growth.
Right.
I think because everybody should grow. Everybody should grow. You grow in, you get into a relationship, and you grow on your own, then you grow together, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then from there, you become a different, a little different person.
You modify some things. Yeah. But
But what I am against is like when I've heard like females taking on like projects, like a guy project, like. Like, say, if they're like, oh, he can change for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well.
Like, that kind of shit where I'm just like, no. Like, if he's a fucking loser, don't go in with that mentality. You set yourself up for failure. Mm-hmm. Well, that's my thought.
I think that at least there needs to be the willingness to be a better person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And when Victoria says a loser, I mean, you can't fix loser. That's unfortunate, right? But a person that has bad habits, that has like his own personality that is detrimental to a relationship, like going out at all hours of the night, going out with his friends, this and that. That stuff that he needs to understand that in a relationship you have to have your woman first.
To be honest, like I think the priorities should change, right? Like I think once you're ready to move on to that other step, like your priorities could be your girl. Like some Saturdays can be for the boys, but it can't be like, you know what? Every Saturday is for the boys.
Right.
Or every weekend is for the boys.
Right.
How about leave it for special occasions with the boys? You know what I mean? Like, hey, it's my friend's birthday. Let's go out and have a few beers. But it's not like, oh, I'm going to have to plan it. And I have to, like, keep time for my boys. But, I'm like, dude, you guys, we are all understanding that we all have relationships and we all need to grow up.
But isn't that something that... See, that's why it's important to put things just on the table right away when meeting someone, especially at our age. Mm-hmm. Yes, we're older. Well, I don't have time. So I would like to know those things. Like, hey, what are the things that you do that are off the table that, like, you will not change? Because I would like to know, is it something that I'm willing to compromise with?
Right.
Am I okay with if someone that I'm dating is like, hey, look, every Saturday in the morning I go golfing with my dudes. I've been doing it for the last 10 years. It's the only time we get together. Am I willing to, like, oh, okay, sounds good.
Well, first of all, golfing is not a sport. Can we at least agree to that?
What I don't know what it is. It's a mess.
I'm just saying, it's just a pastime.
It's
like playing darts.
But it's with your boys.
Yeah, I understand that. So but it's like playing darts, right?
But it's with your boys.
All right.
So if they're trying to pass it off as serious.
Like their interest. It could be
softball, baseball.
Something that they do regularly.
It could be baseball.
Whoa.
What? Now it's things.
Don't disparage.
Like, ouch.
Don't disparage baseball. For example,
and let's just say, okay, so his thing is like, look, this is what I do as part of my whatever, well-being. Whatever it is that he doesn't.
Right.
Knowing that, I can decide like, well, I'm down for it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The first few months is going to be okay. But then later, of course, it's going to be like, now that it's getting serious, if it gets serious, then that's when you really have to have a conversation because that's when it's interrupting something maybe.
I think there needs to be some kind of flexibility,
it
right?
It does.
Because the thing is, it's like, all right, like I get it and I'm cool with it. If you're going to go do a 7 a.m. tea time, right, like for golf, you know what I mean? Be done by 10, whatever. Like that's your thing. You've been doing it for 10 years. But if, like, say you're like, babe, I want to go take a trip.
Uh-huh.
Like, let's go wine tasting.
Nah. I got golf.
Or somewhere. and if he hits you with the I got golf, he's like, nah. Be like, fool, you've been golfing for 8 months, like, straight. Like, what I mean? I'm asking you, like, let's you know, set it aside. Yeah. It's one fucking Saturday.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I understand.
If he can't compromise like that, that dude's a throwaway.
Yeah, okay. But and we're also talking about maybe, like, this is a special Saturday where, like, it's like a festival that doesn't happen on Sunday.
Right.
And that's why you have to go on Saturday.
Right.
Yeah, put that Saturday aside. You know, go next month or wherever. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's... And these are just the basic things. Now let's throw in the into the mix a personality trait that you're like, dude, that you knew in the beginning, like, oh, sometimes he drinks and he'll get a little crazy. In the beginning,
define a little crazy.
Yeah, define a little crazy.
You know, like little crazy, like in public, like they get loud and obnoxious. They start getting into people's business. You have to apologize for their behaviors.
So you mean like the fellas?
The fellas.
When you're with friends, it's a different thing. But in a in a relationship is like, oh, maybe sometimes some people like, in the beginning, like, oh, they're fun. But that fun behavior is like, no. Like, when do you stop crossing boundaries in public? So that's something like,
right,
that is, you know, you don't compromise that if they don't change.
A negative thing is a negative thing. So like, if a person, there's people that drink and they turn into a totally different person when they drink, right? Like they become violent, they get loud, and they start being combative. That's not a positive thing.
No. Right.
So it doesn't matter if it's early in the relationship, later in the relationship.
It's not going to change.
That's not going to change.
Yeah. That's even something you'll find out quickly.
So I have a question. Are those considered like red flags or just things that you're like,
That's a personality trait or that's a character trait.
I mean, I would call it a red flag for sure.
I don't.
Because it's only going to get worse later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even call it a red flag. It's something that you don't like and you can't put up with.
Well, yeah. Okay. That's, unless you're equally as messy. So if you're equally as messy, you know, a girl gets that way, the guy gets that way.
Uh-huh. Let's get fucked up together.
No, but then
it's so much fun. Everything's great.
No, but worse shit happens, though. Don't you think that
but
bad
some people
things
are used to chaos?
Oh, but chaos is just so bad.
It is. But if that's all you know, that's all you enjoy, that's all you thrive on.
Yeah,
and you don't know anything better.
And then everything is an excuse, right? Yeah. Like everything that goes bad is because of somebody else.
Yeah.
It's everybody else's fault. Yeah. But see, that's a bad personality trait or bad character trait, if you ask me.
Yeah. So can I ask a question?
Yeah, I mean, this is Ask the Fellas.
Yeah, ask us.
So as fellas, well, but you guys are married. But yeah, I'm sure you still have a sense of like,
we're still a little smart.
Yeah, okay, we're smart. We remember when we were 12.
As a male, what is one... Because there, once again, everybody wants to say things are red flags. No, not everything's a red flag. Some are orange that could go to green eventually.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But what's a massive red flag as a guy when you see in a female, you're like, no, like, I don't care how hot she is. I don't care how good she sucks my dick. I'm out.
Right. One thing before I met my wife, the number one thing for me was insecurity and jealousy. That was because I, you know what I mean, with my ex, like, bless her heart, but I, you know, she was insecure and jealous, and that was something that we struggled with big time. So after her and I, that didn't work out, I knew, like, for my next partner, I was just like, you know what, as soon as I see a hint of jealousy and insecurity, that's a deal breaker for me. It's just, I do not want to go through this again.
Yeah.
What were some of the, just give an example of a jealous or insecurity moment. Cause that could mean a variety of things.
So,
you know?
So it can be like, you know, calling me like I'm going to go out.
God damn, Victoria.
No, but I'm saying like, I'm gonna go out with the fellas, right? I'm going with the fellas. You know, we're at a restaurant and I'm getting blown up. Okay. Right, I'm getting
you're
blown
getting
up.
Blown in the bathroom.
I wish.
Oh,
no. Under the table.
Under the table. He's like, Barlos, what the fuck?
Poor Barlos.
No, and you know, and
oh,
she's
you
calling.
Mean the phone call?
The phone calls. The
like,
phone
okay,
calls.
Phone
sorry,
call after phone call.
I was
after
trying to
phone
be.
Call.
I was trying to be hip.
Yes.
So she continues to call. She continues to call. You answer. And it's one of those things where it's like, what's up? Like, is it an emergency or what? You know. What are you doing? And I'm like, you knew. You already knew that I was going to go out with the guys. Is there females there? No, there isn't any females. Well, I hear females in the back.
Take a picture.
We're in a fucking we're in a restaurant. We're in a bar. Of course there's females here. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just that level of insecurity is, it's not okay.
Right.
It's not okay. So at that point, it'd be like, yeah, you know what? I don't think it's going to work out.
Yeah.
You know, and people hold on to the hope.
I got a question, though.
Yes, sir.
I got a question. Did you do anything to warrant that kind of questioning?
No.
You know what I mean? Like, did you ever cheat on her and get caught?
No.
Okay.
No.
Because
or lie about being somewhere.
Right.
And girls were there.
Right.
And you said you were supposed to be somewhere else.
You know what? Back in the day, there was this thing called collegiate circuit.
Oh.
I don't know if you remember.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The collegiate circuit. You remember that, Chili? Yeah.
We got to talk about collegiate circuit later.
Yeah, and they would take pictures at parties and stuff, and it was just like, yeah, and I had female friends. Mm-hmm. Like, I had female friends, and I talked to female friends, but sometimes they would post those pictures, and it'd be like, damn, like, it's a picture of me talking to a girl.
Right, in the background,
and it's a fucking friend.
And I mean, you're 6'4", or
right?
Whatever.
So I'm gonna stand out.
You're gonna stand out, like leaning right. down,
and
talking
you had
to
your
like,
hand around her waist.
No.
Oh, okay.
Right. I was just talking, but just that act alone, it's you know, for somebody that feels like that, is like, bro, like you're talking to another chick, like you're talking to another girl, you know what I mean? And you went there and I wasn't there.
So what you're saying is she did warrant that behavior.
Not really, because.
Whoa, wait. No, I'm saying she caught you in a lie before, and obviously you were talking to other girls, and there's proof. There's no, it wasn't me. It's none of that shit. Yeah, this isn't a Shaggy song.
Yeah, right. But to me, it's like you're talking to somebody that's your friend. I guess she's a female.
I understand that. But
did you dance with her?
No.
Oh, look at
would I dance with my
look how he responded.
Wait, would I dance with my girl or with the friend? No. Like when I would be out,
neither.
I would just go out and get drunk.
Oh. Yeah, no. We understand that, but you were in a place that was conducive to this type of atmosphere,
right?
You know, and she, as insecure as she was, she it did warrant the response of like, hey, where are you? Are you with other girls like last time?
And at that point, it's like a red-handed situation, right? Like you got caught red-handed, regardless of what the story behind it was.
I get it.
So I guess I can do it. Yeah. But you know what? Every time, this is embarrassing, but I'm gonna talk about it. So Aaron, like the collegiate circuit guy, I remember as soon as the pictures would come out, I would scan through the pictures quick, and then I would email the guy to remove my pictures.
Wow, Victorian!
That was.
You did it all the time.
I did it a lot of the time.
This makes me believe that Victorian was a fucking pimp back in the college
days. The thing is, I wasn't a pimp. It was just, you know what I mean. I was out having a good
flirtatious
time.
He was a player.
He was flirtatious.
I was just a nice guy.
That's what you call a player, bro.
Being a nice guy is a player.
You had a lot of girls around you all the time.
Yeah, but
I mean,
we would hang out. We would hang out with sororities and shit.
I remember those days, and you always gullible. Had someone.
Estás o te haces, like.
I don't know, like, but if I saw my girl, right?
Uh-huh.
If I saw my girl and I'm like, she's in a picture talking to some dude, be like, hey, who's that? Oh, that's my friend. Fuck it, it's your friend. Whatever, you know what I mean?
Well, because you're like
pure heart.
You're pure heart.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you say is what you do.
Right. And
most guys are not like that. So she probably had a boyfriend, ex-boyfriend that wasn't like, or that would say, that's just my friend, you know, and it just all goes back to like experience and
all that stuff. The thing is that shit would come back and bite me in the ass because, and I'm sure we've talked about it on the episode that, on that Toxicos episode we had with Fernie, but it's like the fact that I wouldn't be that jealous or whatever, or possessive, she would interpret that as you don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm. And that's some people. But
I think he was trying to project that, like, look, I'm not jealous, so you shouldn't be either. Right?
But I'm insecure in our relationship.
Is jealousy,
I trust you.
Is jealousy ever healthy? Like, a little bit? Because sometimes some people, like, I'm the same that I've practiced where, like, hey, do what you want to do. Like, oh, well, you know. Obviously, there was times in my head I'm like, this motherfucker better not. But
right.
But sometimes it was like, no, go do whatever. They would have a response of like, oh, you're not jealous. And it's like, in my head, I'm like, well, if I tell you I am, you're going to fucking act out about it.
Right.
And if I act too cool about it, you don't like it.
Right.
So there was a like, well, which one is it? Do you want me to tell you, like, you know, I don't want you to talk to other girls because, you know, because he was a musician. No, I don't want you to talk to other girls.
Right.
Do you want that? Or do you want me to be like, dude, I trust you fully and wholeheartedly.
Right.
You know, I know you're going to respect. Which one is it?
Like crazy girls.
They do, Chili. Right.
I think so.
We do like crazy girls.
The crazier the better. Yeah. And they act like they don't.
Yeah.
They act like they don't.
Yeah.
And as much as they say, oh, no, we want healthy girls. No, y'all motherfuckers like the crazy.
They want the crazy.
But a little jealousy isn't unhealthy.
Though. No.
Because it's everybody. You know what? And I used to mask it. I would mask it because as humans, I think we're just naturally a little jealous.
It's the risk that we take as humans. Okay.
This is Ramon
Stabs
Fernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
So, see, now I got questions. More questions about jealousy.
Right. I mean, this is Ask the Fellas.
So, ask away.
Ask away.
We may not have answers, ask away.
Chili has, I don't know if it's ever happened to Chili, but it'll go to the questions to the guys. Like, when you're on a date with a guy, and then there's a girl. Let's say you're at a bar with a guy. Blah, blah, blah. And there's a girl next to them. And then they start chatting it up. And he ignores you for at least 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. What do you feel? Do you start feeling like, dude, what the fuck? Like, what is your response? And I'm asking that because I've been in those situations. I'm like, hey, dude, like, it's been 5 fucking minutes. Like, I'm, A, if she's talking to you, because you're making it seem like you're here by yourself.
Yeah.
And you're not. And B, I'm not jealous, but what the fuck?
Oh, so you guys are out. I see it differently. Then, and then he starts talking to a female, like, right there.
Yeah. I think you know how I would react to the situation.
I mean, I don't know.
I would probably then turn around and see if I can start talking to someone else, because we got to start the party. You know what I mean? So, yeah, like, yeah, if you're going to talk to this person and we're going to be friendly, yeah, and so then let's get it started. Yeah. So I wouldn't get upset about it. I would probably go to the restroom and, like, make a friend somewhere on the way to the restroom and then come back and be like, hey, we got new friends.
You're like, this is my boyfriend
this
now.
This is my new friend now.
And that's the thing that, like, in my instinct is like, you know, right? What? Let me go do that shit. Let me go do that shit. But then I'm like, man,
I think I'm lost. Hold on. I tuned out for a tiny little bit.
Okay. Yeah, a lot happened, yeah. Jerry.
The guy you were with is talking to another girl?
Yeah.
Right, and like a friend.
And you
want
to...
No. Or just a girl. She
we're at the bar. And,
oh, wow.
He turned around and he started talking to the girl.
Random girl. Okay.
And you're interested in starting a party with all three of you guys?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not like a sexual party. Said,
that's what I said.
Jerky, way off.
I'm so sorry.
But like if
I came back and I was like, woo, the party's starting.
If he wants to talk to her, I'll check out to see like what they're talking about. I'll either jump in the conversation or I'll start making friends somewhere else.
I thought we were talking about a threesome situation.
But not like in a jealousy or spiteful way. I'm like, oh shit, okay, he's hanging out over there, so then I'm going to, you know, talk to the bartender, which is normally what I do. Talk to the bartender or like another person next door.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And so that's how I take
things. Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know?
And my thing is like, I'm here with you. You're here with me. Because me, I'm like, I'm not trying to fucking socialize with anybody else. I'm not trying to be that.
Okay.
Not anymore.
Listen,
before, that would be my response. Like, oh, you're talking. Oh, I can do the same. But, and even better.
But see, if
petty, being petty.
If this guy.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I wouldn't do it in a petty way. I would do it in a, like, let's socialize and be friends with people.
If this guy is smart, he will include both of you guys in the conversation. Correct. Like, almost, like, within 10 seconds.
Yeah, like,
but
this
is my girl.
Oh, no, he'll just figure out a way, even without introducing, he'll figure out a way to mold both of you guys together.
But if you're
on
a date, is that fair?
But, okay, how long?
Is it date number one?
How long have you been dating? Oh, date number one, no.
Well, no, like, you still can't be rude to the other person if they start a conversation. But it's not, like...
But you don't drag it out.
You don't drag it out.
That would have to be, like... You guys went on already 10 dates and you know each other very well.
Yeah, by 10 days, I don't even give a shit. Like, go to the bar by yourself. I don't care.
No,
date number one.
Is
number, like, the first 5 dates, it's like the ones where you're like, okay.
That's
a red flag. Okay, yeah. And my thing is that it's happened to me where I've been in those situations where I'm like, I don't respond in any way. I'm just like, I'm just going to stay here, whatever. Because once again, it's like, I'm not going to go out of my way to do shit.
Right.
Listen.
But then later, it's like, do you want me to be mad that you're talking to someone or what is it?
The red flag is that he's not socially conscious.
Right.
Yeah. He's not emotionally in tune.
Yeah. He's not emotionally in tune.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And that's where you need to.
And that's already the red flag.
That is the red flag.
That's
right
the
there.
Red flag.
Yeah.
You know? He's not attentive to you. Mm-hmm. He's not making sure that you're okay.
Yeah.
He's emotionally checked out.
Checked out.
The thing is,
right. And the thing is that as a female, right? Like, say you bring it up to him, right?
Yeah.
You're like, you know what, babe? Like, or I don't know if you would call it babe, his first date, right? But you tell him,
call
like,
me baby if
okay.
You
like, you're like, you like, you know what? You know, you know what, baby?
Listen here.
Yeah, I got some words for you.
<Ooh.
laughs> No, so the thing is, like, if you were to be like, you know what? I was a little uncomfortable with the situation that happened. And all of a sudden, does the guy try to turn that as a red flag on you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he will.
Right. And he will.
He'd be like, dude, you're just being insecure. Like, what's the big fucking deal?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the big fucking deal?
And that's
boom, 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 boom.
I mean, it's gaslighting. He'll be gaslighting.
That's twice,
that
he's shown you that he's not emotionally in tune.
Now,
you know.
Once again, because we're older, we know this shit. But I know we got a younger audience, so ladies, listen.
Well, Barlow's too. He's 35.
Ladies, listen. That. Guys, too, that, you know, those little tricky things where they try to flip it on you and all that. Let's say in this example, all I'm doing, like, hey, this is how I felt because you spent a lot of time talking to that other person when you're here with me.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, And it's a valid thing for me. It's not a jealousy thing. It's a courteous thing.
Right.
And, you know, so like you said, then they'll flip, like, oh, you're insecure. Like, right away, I'll be like, right. Oh, no, you can't have a conversation about shit.
Yeah. And you know? See, and like, I struggled with that a little bit in my relationship early on because I used to be really social. Like, and I think the pandemic fucked me up. But
the pandemic fucked a lot of
us. Yeah, dude. I get social, a little social anxiety now. Like, it's crazy.
Do you get like a little bit of brain fog and you forget shit too?
Oh, no, that's been happening my whole life.
Okay.
I think that's an age thing.
Yeah, no, but like with my wife before kids and whatnot, like we would go out. And dude, sometimes I'd start talking to one person, I'd start talking to another person, and I would jump. And I would forget about her.
Ooh.
Like, I would forget about her. And then in my mind, it wasn't where I wasn't like, you know what? She's not like that. Like, say, like a Chili would be all right.
Yeah.
Like, she would be like.
She'll go along with it.
Yeah, and she'll be like, oh, well, there's a bunch of people here, a bunch of new friends. Like, let's just meet new people. Yeah. Like, okay. And that's the thing. And I was, like, making my round. Bam, 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 bam. And so the argument with she was my girlfriend at the time, was like, dude, like, do we need to stay connected at the hip? Like, come on, like, just talk to people. Just talk to people versus being like, dude, just come with me. Like, come with me. We'll fucking talk to people together.
And are you talking about like at a party or something?
Yeah, like at a party. Like at a party.
I got to say, when I accompany my wife to like a work party.
Yeah.
I hate going. I like going.
Right.
But what I don't understand what they're talking about most of the time.
Right.
So I'm like, man, fuck these people.
So they're talking like work and shit.
Yeah, they're talking about work shit. Even if it's not work shit, it's just random shit. Right. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here then? Like, fuck these people. Like, you know, I hate not being the center of attention. I think.
Can I disclose something to you, Jericho?
What's that?
You are a trophy husband, bro.
God damn you.
You just got to sit there and look pretty, right?
I mean, you don't have to do much.
Nothing.
You know, the old
just
lady.
Just put, like, his hand in that's your it. Pocket that, and just, you know.
And just fucking whistle Dixie and shit. Yeah. Like, just.
Well, the old ladies love me, man.
Of course.
And that's what's great.
Hey, this is Pax.
I'm Beans.
And I'm Buzz. We're from the Chicanoish Podcast.
And you guys are listening to Ask the Fellas.
I got a question for you ladies, though. What is it about men that attracts you guys? Like,
fuck, I don't know.
No, you guys gotta know.
It's gotta be something.
No,
it's
something.
Okay,
so like, what are your turn-ons and turn-offs guys? Yeah, how's that? Like, okay, is that easy? Make it easier for you?
Yeah, it almost sounded like, why did we choose to be attracted to guys? I don't fucking know.
No, not that.
I wouldn't be attracted to anybody.
Like, okay, like, let's say, like, what kind of guy are you attracted to? Like, what does he have to wear? What does he have to smell like? What, you know, like, what does he have to do? Things like that. Like, how tall, how short, whatever the fuck you want to talk about.
You can go.
I don't fucking know. I hate everybody right now, Chili.
She's like, I got nothing.
I got nothing. Like, you're breathing. You're bothering me.
Say, why are you breathing so fucking loud, man? Shit.
No, I don't. I think about it. I think
a main one for me is how they carry themselves.
Carry themselves. Yeah. Okay. How is
like,
that?
Like what?
Like if you were to say a celebrity, what celebrity would you choose to kind of like mold your guy around?
I don't know his name. His name's Michelle.
That's a girl's name.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
in that movie.
He's Italian.
Or something. Or I probably have.
What
like,
movie does he come out in?
365.
I don't know.
Oh, you're talking about that porn movie.
The soft porn movie.
That Italian guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Just the way he carries himself and, you know, just a secure person.
You think if I see
a guy that's walking with his shoulders down and his head down, I'm not attracted
like
to that.
Like the confidence.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay.
That's so, like the very first thing I see in a guy.
So not Shaggy from Scooby-Doo.
Right.
Is that what you mean?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Zoinks.
Like dragging his feet and like, you know, no.
Okay. All right. But see, this guy, obviously he has the gift of, you know, being a good looking guy. He's fit. He's tall. He's got a shit ton of money. So that's kind of got to give him a lot of confidence, right? That's not a lot of people.
Right.
No, but you don't have to have a lot of money to have confidence.
No, I understand that. But like when you choose him, you're choosing a guy that has like
all four
things. No,
I'm choosing him based off of like how he walks and how he presents himself.
Okay.
Not like physically. I mean, right. Yes, there's that as well, but that's not the first thing I see in a guy.
And this is just upon like the first.
Right.
When I walk in somewhere, I immediately, that's the first thing that I look is that posture and that guy. Yeah.
So it stands out. It stands out. So like if you're
at. He has a presence.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a presence. Mm-hmm. So if you're at a quinceañera, right? Yep. And you're sitting down in table 8, right? Yep. And then all of a sudden that guy walks in, your eyes just light up.
Just like his head up and his shoulders back. And if he's just walking confidently, mm-hmm. yeah, that's the first thing that I see. Like, oh, wow. He doesn't have to be really attractive, but that is attractive to me. Like I can appreciate that.
So I don't know where I heard this, but there's this trick that this actress or actor had when they were young. They would walk into the room, like if it's a party, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. They walk into the doorway, and they stop at the doorway. They look to the left, and they look to the right. But they have that presence to mm-hmm. them, and that would signal to everybody else that, like, yeah, motherfucker, I'm here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know? Like, mm-hmm. so that's the kind of mm-hmm. shit that you're attracted to.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That makes a lot
That's like my first impression.
Makes a lot of sense. Yeah. Okay.
Someone that's like looking around and like uncomfortable.
I don't know.
Yeah. Like wants to be a wallflower, doesn't want to be noticed.
Yeah.
That's a turn off.
I go for the goofy guys, the ones that make me laugh.
Like the goofy guys? All right. Yeah,
like, oh, that guy looks like he's going to make me laugh.
So what, the goofy guys?
Like Jim Carrey from Dumb and Dumber. Is that what you're saying?
No.
No, wait. He's a goofy guy.
Goofy don't mean ugly and unattractive.
He's not unattractive.
Okay, so sense of humor.
You would date him? You would date that Dumb and Dumber guy?
Well,
no, you wouldn't.
Hey,
no. But like, goofy because it's like, goofy guys have a sense of confidence too.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Do you
and
have
if they can make me laugh, mm-hmm. like I'm fuck.
Do you have
zoinks.
Do you have? Right. And tell her what she just.
What did I do?
She presented.
She presented. She took down her panties for the goofy guy. Right. No, but if you were to have a celebrity, which one would you kind of model your man after?
You know, I know people are finding it an unpopular opinion, but. Adam Sandler and The Wedding Singer, Robbie Hart.
Robbie Hart.
Yeah, that because like he's attractive, but he has a kind heart.
Uh-huh. Right.
And he's a musician, and he's emotionally intelligent in some things. And you know, Robbie Hart.
Oh, like, yeah.
Goofy Robbie Hart.
I get it. That's good.
Man, you know, he has a big nose. So, you know. You know, we're shy.
Look, there's a person for everyone.
Yeah, of course.
Right?
Yeah. Like they otherwise, we all be married to the same person,
exactly.
Right? Yeah, we'd all be fighting for the same person.
Yeah. You know, another, like, I was thinking to another, because you said celebrity, but the Benjamin Button, that character.
Uh-huh.
Which one, the old one or the new, the young
just,
one?
He stayed consistent in his heart.
Oh.
And who he was. And he was so sweet and so, like, I don't know. I really like that. But then I'm like, pinche mamilón.
Right.
A little bit. But it's like that. I think when it comes to like just the intentions and the genuine heart of a person is like that also like they could be confident, but do you have a kind heart?
Right.
Right.
How do you treat people, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And confidence comes in every
mm-hmm.
kind. You could be like but if you walk in there like with cat attitude, I'm here to fuck up shit. And I don't care.
Yeah.
But at the same time, confidence has to have something behind it, though. Yeah. It can't just be hollow confidence, right?
No.
People have to have integrity. They have to have character. They have to have
what's hollow confidence?
Well, like shallow.
Well, no. I'm just
like a front. Like I'm not really confident.
For sure.
Right.
Like I'm confident because I have abs, but then nothing else.
Nothing else. Mm, that's hollow confidence.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, just that bravado, but nothing else.
Yeah. So what's
the
difference between being confident and being conceited?
Right.
Conceited is obviously superficial. It's what you show to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Confidence, you really don't show the world
You don't need to. People would see it.
People will see it.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I use the word presence. You know what I mean? Like, like if... You don't need to tell people I'm here. Like it's a presence. Like like people sense your presence. They see you and they're like, man, that guy or that girl, mm-hmm. they have a fucking presence.
And if anything, you don't have to tell the world what you do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They will find out generally because I mean, once you have that presence, people will start asking about you.
So how how does one gain confidence? Especially because I know, like, we all grew up, we're all hood kids.
You do shit. Right.
But how, like,
you,
how?
You do shit. Everything that you do builds that confidence. Anything
so
that you're
a 10-year-old. You're a 10-year-old. Yeah, how you, do you start building you that start, confidence when you've been told the opposite?
Right, but you got to build on the successes. Whatever you're good at, mm-hmm. you're good at something, and you build on that. And it's just
you. But
just,
how do you build without support?
Support. I mean, you know? Do you really need support to be good at something?
You need people to tell you and to guide you.
It helps. It helps. Well, it definitely helps for you to go further.
So let's say we're in school, right? We're 10 years old.
Yeah.
And you're good at math.
Yeah.
Of course, you're going to take tests and you're going to get that instant feedback that you got an A on your test.
Yeah.
That's going to build confidence in that math test, right? And if you choose to transfer those skills into like English and to be good at English, then you'll be good at English and you'll start getting the grades. And you'll get the feedback from either just the test or your teachers or your counselors or whoever it is. But it's up to the person to see, like to bounce back everything that you do and be able to build on that.
So I think first step for something like that would be to let them know that you're an individual and don't compare yourself to anyone, basically.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I think that's like the first step of building confidence is if you keep like comparing yourself to the next person or people in front of you, you're always going to feel insecure because you think that you need to do what they're doing, but they're better. Their skills are better in different areas. Mm. Yeah. I think that's like number one is to make sure that like, you know, I'm different. I'm an individual. I am, you know, possess these skills that maybe the next person doesn't and just know that you have them.
When I was a kid, I was always good at sports. Mm-hmm. I was always good at math. I was always good at English. I wasn't so good at science, but I knew that, you know, I can do it if I put my mind to it. And that's how you build confidence in those things. And then just making friends. Like I always had like 20 people around me and we were always, you know, a good foundation for like friendships. So I knew that there wasn't like something where like I wasn't likable. So if you're just observant,
he was the cool kid.
The cool kid.
I wouldn't say I was a cool kid, but you know, like and I was always sort of kind of like the leader of the pack. And not in a way that I asserted my freaking dominance over them.
It just happens.
I was kind of like the glue to every little group or whatever.
Right.
And
that's
it's just
all, yeah.
You just build on that. And that's all you did. You know, like as long as you're not taking advantage of people, I think you build good character.
Right. Because like with my daughter, she's six, about to be seven. She's six and a half. You know what I mean? I talk to her and I tell her about like just being confident in what she brings to the table. Mm-hmm. Not trying to keep up with the Joneses, like all that shit. Everybody has their own strengths. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You got to be confident in what you bring and be like, you know what? I know I'm funny as fuck. Mm-hmm. Or you know what? I know I have a really kind heart, man. Like I kill it. You know what I mean? And I'm a helpful person. And you know what I mean? And you become confident in what you bring to the table and who you are. Like, you know, because confidence is, what's the word? Is it objective?
Subjective.
Like, it's subjective because, you know what I mean? Everybody's confidence is going to look different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we all have different skills and different shit that we do bring to the table. Mm-hmm. And that would be a big difference between being cocky conceited and confident.
Mm-hmm. And not everyone appreciates what you're good at. So you can't base your confidence on what other people think about you.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Well, there you go. Look at that.
Damn.
Smart conversation today. What's going on with us?
How dare you guys?
Two-headed twins and confidence. You know? They got confidence.
Yeah, they do.
They got something. Listen
to me. It's the Ask the Fellas Show, only on Wasted Time Radio.
I got something for you guys, man. I was scrolling through Instagram earlier today.
Oh, your news feed.
My news feed. And you know that shit is factual as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Dude, there was this two-headed monster that just got married. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Wait, are you talking about the lady that has two heads?
Yeah.
Or the twins.
The twins. They're conjoined twins. Would they be considered conjoined twins?
I don't know if it's considered that.
You know about
that.
This? Yeah.
Right, news.
Yeah. News, yes.
And there was a body with two heads, and I'm sure you guys are familiar with them. They've been around for a while since they were, like, young.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. They've talked about them for a long time, and I remember they even got their license together. Well, of course, they don't have a choice, right?
Like a driver's license?
Driver's license. They
can drive?
They drive and everything.
Did they take the test separately?
Like, them bitches probably cheated.
Wait, I know. Wait, do they have two licenses or do they have one?
No, I think they have to. I think they have to individually have their own license.
Okay, but see, this is the problem with that person. One controls the left and one controls the right.
Correct.
Uh-huh. So when the one with the right took the driver's license, was she driving with one hand? Because you have to have hands on 10 and 4, right?
They changed it, right? It used to be 10 and 2, I think.
Or 10 and 2, I don't know.
No, there's a new one, I think Chili told me. They changed it because of the airbags and stuff.
Oh, I see.
So it's no longer 10 and
2. So it's 9 and 3.
Probably.
Because if you had your arms closer to your
face.
To your face or your eyes.
Yeah, they'll get knocked into your face.
Right. Yeah, so I don't know. But then that would be cheating, right? Because then the other one's like helping.
Right.
And what about the feet, right? Like, okay, you can only use the foot that you control.
Exactly.
So he married both of them?
We don't know.
No, he married one.
So what happens if the other one meets a guy?
That was the other question.
Because if it's one body, it's one sexual organ.
Right.
And
yeah, and I think the vagina, they both feel sensation.
Stop.
They both feel sensation from it.
I was just going to ask that too. I mean, do they have like two?
No, they both share the vagina, and I think they both get sensation from that.
If one of them, so if the girl, if the one on the left wants to move her right arm, she can't?
No.
The
other sister controls it.
Are you guys looking at the picture now?
I am.
No, we're looking at the
wedding.
And she's not a bad looking lady.
No, she's all right.
You know what I mean?
But did he marry the right hand or the left hand?
He married the left person.
Oh, the head. Yeah. He didn't marry the head.
She's still a person, guys.
This is a difficult topic to wrap my head around because, like every human, there's a morbid curiosity to this situation, and I know I'm not the only one, you know.
Right. Well, because you got to figure, right? Like when it's time to become intimate.
Yeah.
What's that process?
Does he like block her? Like,
do you have to cover?
Like you have to cover her face or something?
No. You got to figure. He's seeing her on the side.
Or it's like a threesome all the time. So he's having a threesome every single time he like has sex. Right?
Is it a threesome? Right.
Well, he's seeing the sister on the side.
There you go. That's the side chick right there.
That's the side chick.
Listen. So she responded, the person that the female that's married though. Because a lot of people were asking that. She says, yeah, like, she said that she does have sex and the sister will read a book in the meantime.
What?
And just kind of like
zone out. What kind of book? I want to know what kind of book,
I don't know.
How is that possible if there's movement in the bed?
There's not only movement. She can feel.
She can feel the sensation
from
the vagina.
I mean, but what if he wants to, like, flip her over and, like, she needs to get on top? The sister has, like, the book to the bottom? Or, like, what's happening here? Like, is there, like, a stand or, you know?
You know what I mean? Those are a lot of unanswered questions.
They're legit questions.
Yeah. I know. I understand.
Yeah.
But, like, I think the perfect solution for her has to be, like, an audiobook, right? That way she's not listening. Or, like, she's not really kind of
paying attention,
right? So if she does get flipped over, like, it doesn't matter. She got, like, earbuds in or something.
What if she's listening to an erotic story?
Oh, dude. Does she get horny, too?
Right.
Oh.
And what if she starts stroking the dude?
Right.
I mean, I'm sure there's, like, blackout glasses, right, that she can wear?
Yes. But her right nipple will get hard because she's listening to an erotic book.
Yeah.
Right?
True.
Yeah, no, this is like a really bizarre story, bro.
And then do they talk about it after?
I mean, they
sisters?
Have to.
Like, did you like that? Did you like this? I mean, do you want him to go, you know, to the left a little more?
Hey, he grabbed my boob. What was that all about?
Yeah. What if she's like, she's a big spoon? You know, sometimes you want to hug your man from behind. Mm-hmm. The sister's head's going to come over.
Right.
She's like, boom,
peek-a-boo,
motherfucker.
Peek-a-boo, bitch. Oh, wow.
It's a big problem, though, right?
Yeah. Look. If those were two Latinas, that shit would not fly, bro.
Oh, are you serious?
Nah, not at all. I don't think so. That's white people shit. That is. It really is.
But, okay. That's a girl, right?
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of problems with a girl because there's only one vagina, right? But what if you're a girl decides to marry a guy with two heads and they share one penis?
I don't have an answer because I've never imagined that scenario in my head.
So well, now you have know. To because it's obviously happening.
So
now.
It's a dude with two heads?
Yes.
Well, three heads. But I'm bummed.
Oh, no. That's just too much head to deal with.
But it's going to be interesting, right? You're dealing with two guys. What if, one of them has a personality and then the other
one? Can you cross kiss? Like, if you're kissing, can you cross? Like, what are the rules here?
I don't know. What are this is so hard.
No, it's that's the thing because, like, say if the dude was in the same situation, when he would ejaculate, both of them would feel the sensation.
Oh, and what if they both, like, moan at the same time? Right, like,
oh.
One in each ear.
Hey, would it be gay? Like, because then technically the dude would be jerking off his brother.
Oh,
come on.
Right? Y'all didn't think about that one. That'd be real funny. Imagine you got a brother and he just comes up to you and starts jerking you off like
dude.
He
didn't want to?
Right.
What if one identifies as gay? Another one's straight.
Be like, dude, get your hand off my dick.
No, what if he brings his boyfriend in the room?
Oh, that's a plot twist.
Yeah, wow. What if he goes down on his boyfriend? But brother has to be there.
Hey, but check this out. Oh. But if the other dude is straight, what if he can't get hard?
Wait, why would this? The brother.
The brother. Yeah, the brother's straight and now he can't get hard.
Forever trying to figure out everything with this situation. That's just, right. You know what though? At the end of the day, as much as I question the man that did that, like
what are his intentions?
I mean, everybody deserves love. Everybody deserves partnership. But my question with him is like, what was your real intention, sir?
Right.
But that's just.
You mean with the lady that has two heads, right?
Yes.
I think, honestly, look, everyone is different, obviously, but he is the freak in this situation, don't you think? He's the one that wants to marry a fucking sideshow.
Wow.
What? It's like a fucking what when you go to the bearded lady and you pay 5 cents to go see somebody like that.
They're not free.
I know, but he doesn't want to pay for it, so he wants to experience this his whole life.
I think nowadays, I don't know, we're like out of that. I don't know. This is like the uncomfortable conversation right now.
I know, but see, look, listen. Just imagine him walking down Santa Monica Boulevard.
Yeah.
With his girlfriend and his sister-in-law. It's going to draw some attention.
Yeah,
right?
people are going to want a picture. No, they are.
Yeah. And it's going to happen more and more. And I think he's the one that craves that attention. Not them.
Right.
They don't want the attention. He's the one that
but
wants
it. But I'm sure they're used to the attention already. Yeah.
Well, maybe. But I don't think they go out as much.
Wouldn't that be something that they would always then question? Like, is this person really generally liking me? Which one do they like? Is it a good intention? I don't know. They would always be questioning.
Right. Yeah. But wouldn't it be sad to know that the guy fell in love with the one on the left? And really doesn't like the girl on the right. God. Wouldn't you feel fucked up?
Right.
I already feel
sister?
Fucked up for right. talking about
well, you know what's the other question I thought about? Consent. Like, do you have to get consent from both the girls?
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, it's like, hey, I want to have sex with my wife. Yeah. Like is
do
it
you
okay?
even ask? Do you even ask the one on the right?
Yeah, I think you have to.
You do?
I think
well,
so.
If she's, well, if she's feeling sensations, like, you're having sex with her too.
Okay, so if one has a headache.
Yeah.
The other one has to say, sorry.
It's not the right time today.
My sister has a headache. Mm-hmm. Are you?
That wouldn't count.
That wouldn't
count.
No,
it only counts if your wife has a headache.
Exactly.
No, yeah, that wouldn't, right?
Right.
Like, be like, well, that's your sister's shit.
That's her
Why
problem.
Why should I always be involved in this?
Right.
And what if the other one on the right meets someone else?
Yeah.
And then she wants to get married.
How would the person approach them?
Right.
What do you mean?
El pretendiente.
Like for the other one.
Yeah. Like, how would they approach him? Like, oh my God, so many questions.
I don't know. But then let's say they do fall for each other.
Yeah.
And they have to live together. They Everybody's going to have to live together.
What if she meets a guy with two heads?
Ooh.
Oh.
That's a fucking orgy. That's an orgy already, man. Shit.
Wow.
There's just so many.
It's getting too complicated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so many unknowns and shit, but
I wouldn't know what to say.
My
man.
Fucking high is going down just thinking about shit.
It gets complicated, but the truth is this: like, if she meets somebody else, he's gonna have to share a bed, right? And of course, he's gonna share the right side of the bed.
Yeah.
But there's overlap.
Yeah.
You know, they gotta choose which one is on Monday, which one's on Tuesday,
right?
Because you're gonna overuse the. Can I say it? I mean. The vagina.
Right.
Because they can't be that much of an active sex life. Because she will get tired. And that will be legitimate, don't you think?
Yeah.
Ladies?
I'm still trying to wrap my head around this. Like, because then I thought, like, what if she meets a guy with two heads and then one of them is in a polyamorous relationship?
Oh, my God. So there's more.
Yes, there's
more people to worry about.
Yeah. And then one of them has kids. And, you know, it's just.
Yeah, no.
You guys did this. You brought this
topic up. I didn't do this. No.
And you brought the topic up. And now my mind is spinning and coming up with more crazy shit.
It's a never-ending cycle. No. Like, there. Yeah. There will never be
all types of possibilities.
Yeah, there will never be just one answer.
It's kind
of
like that domino. Yeah. Like when you play dominoes and you got the big six and then you start connecting to it. There's a lot of tentacles to this fucking story.
Tentacles?
Tentacles.
Oh, tentacles.
Hey, what about eight tickles?
Yeah.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
Yeah, no, but see, it is true though. Like,
I was trying to stay on the whole driving thing, and you guys moved it forward.
Well, it's because you have to talk about intimacy. You can't. That's the main concern.
I was worried about the driver's license.
Questions.
Right?
No, but I was worried about the little basic things like driver's license.
I'm not worried about fucking driving. Who cares?
You guys went into sex right away.
I think they're driving around you.
No, I'm worried because what if one doesn't know how to drive and the other one does? Right?
Which like, se duerma la que no sepa.
Exactly. I know, right?
Just go to sleep, girl.
That's true.
But yeah, see, they both have one hand on the fucking steering wheel. That's the problem. Because what if one wants to go right and one wants to go left and they fucking crash?
No. But, you know what? Maybe. Shit.
There should be rules, bro.
There should be rules.
Yeah.
And then. Well, what if one of
I'm
you...
I'm sure they figured it out. Like, they talk to each other. They have to talk to each other. Like, where are we going today?
Sure.
They have to, like, plan
right.
it out.
I hope so. Yeah.
There are interviews. And they've answered all these
questions. We gotta
so
look that
sure.
shit up. We did no research.
We didn't know.
Yeah, no. Well, we never do any research.
You know what? What? Like, would one of them be the designated driver? Like, if you one of them gets drunk, do they both get drunk?
No, they do.
No, they share the same bloodstream.
Yes, they do.
They share the same
And the same liver.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Fuck.
That's crazy. So, if one of them experiences heartbreak, they both feel it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
That is kind of sad.
That is sad.
That's sad.
I feel bad for them.
Conversational killer right there.
I know.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
All right, all right, all right. Ladies.
Yes.
We got to go.
Already?
We got to wrap it up.
Wait, can I go too or what?
No, yes, you can go too.
Because you said ladies.
Wrap it up.
No, Mick, you can stay.
Oh, fuck. I want to go home. I want to thank both of you guys, man. Thank you guys for showing up and just kind of participating today. I know Barlos is on a fucking cruise or some shit.
Yeah. No, and I think hopefully we helped Chili a little bit today because she was having a bad day when she got here. Yeah. A lot of things were going on. Mm-hmm. You know, hopefully this kind of got your mind off of things.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah, she's smiling, man. You guys can't see it, but she's smiling.
Yeah,
man.
It was a good.
What was the phone number to call?
It's 323-795-8103. Yeah. Once again, that's 323-795-8103.
You go.
Yes,
call
sir.
Me.
There you go. It's always a fun time. You know, I mean, I always have fun. I don't know what to say. It's always a good time.
We really enjoy having you join us.
Oh, yeah, I do too.
For sure.
I enjoy it. It's therapeutic in its own way, you know?
Right. Oh, I'm glad.
Definitely, because, like, you know. And it just reminds me, like, the same thing.
Right,
the dynamics. The dynamics don't change. We change.
And I think the show kind of helps us get together at least once a week. Mm-hmm. And just get together and just shoot the shit for a little bit. So, yeah. And I really thank you guys for coming down and hanging out with us for a little bit, because it brings a little of that female perspective to the show, and the people really enjoy that.
Clear up
some other shit they don't know about.
I mean, we'll have some more girl talk. Some of the stuff that guys don't know what happens behind the scenes when we're together.
That's the kind of stuff we want you guys to talk about today.
We need it, man, because
because
half the time we were just talking and we're like, like, this is what women want. And you know, and this is to that. And women are probably listening. They're like,
they don't know shit. Just like some of us, like, you know, we'll talk about guy stuff. And then I think, like, I'm not a guy. I don't know.
All you can do is assume, you know?
Yeah. And it's good because then, like, just like she was saying, in female conversation, there's also some rules within the female conversation, you know, that you're like, hey, there's certain things you don't talk about.
Yeah.
Right.
Other things you do.
Nah, but on this show, you got to break those rules.
We
will.
Have us on again. We'll definitely break
for sure.
Thank you, everyone. And glad to be back. And hopefully, I'll be back soon sometime.
Awesome.
It's pretty great.
So, I got two shout outs this week, man. There was Deuce. His name is Deuce. I forgot what his Instagram name was, because his Instagram name wasn't Deuce. But he was down here in the LA area.
Oh, that's right. Peter.
Yeah. Pete. Yeah. And you know, and he asked us for any advice as far as like where to go eat. Because I think he was in the Glendale area for a bit.
Yes, he was.
So we did share a couple of places with him. And so he did leave us a message on Spotify. Not only are the fellas funny AF. I can curse, right? All right. Not only are the fellas funny as fuck. Yay. they make great travel agents. Thanks for the recommendation, brothers.
Nice. Look at you guys.
You know what? He sent us a picture when he was like over there by the hospital.
Oh, the mental hospital?
No, not the mental hospital.
Wait, what hospital?
No, the Kaiser down the way.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
He had gotten off the freeway somehow, and like he sent a picture of lucky guys or something.
Yeah.
I was like, am I close?
Yeah,
like, yes, you are.
That's right. Oh, man, one more shout-out, man. I want to give a shout-out to Chicanoish. Charlie, you're not familiar with Chicanoish, but Chicanoish is a podcast from Wisconsin. Consists of a family, right? A dad, a daughter, and a son. The son wasn't on this past episode, but they finally got the mom to get on.
Wow.
So shout-out to Yadira. Yadira's the mom. And, and shout-out to Pops and Beans and Buzz.
Yeah, you know. And originally they're from the Watts area here in L.A.
Yeah.
So that's the connection.
So Pops is kind of like Will Smith. Yeah, he was gonna get shot, and so he had to run across the country and shit because some black dude was spinning him above his head and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Not jokes.
Okay.
And he had to move with uncle and auntie in Bel Air. Yeah. I mean, in
Wisconsin. Yeah, man. So shout out to you guys, man. Thanks for listening. They're big listeners and stuff, man. Yeah, and with that said, what a very good soup. Ba 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 dee, ba 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 doo.
And this week I got a little movie that actually came out in 2018. I had no idea that it was even out. It's by the guys from Workaholics. Have you guys ever heard of that stupid show?
I've heard of Workaholics, yeah.
Now, to me, that show was very dumb. You know, I just couldn't get myself to watch it. It was just not my
thing. But you don't watch anything.
I know. I just watch the first 10 minutes. The first 10 minutes are the best part, and you guys know that, right?
Right.
But this movie came out in 2018 called Game Over Man. Game Over, Man, right? Game Over Man. And it's these same guys with the same character. However, the movie itself is like an action movie like on steroids. It's really, really good. But with the same stupid dynamics of these workaholic guys, that was actually pretty good. And there's a lot of cameos. I think you guys will enjoy it. It was, I think, on Amazon Prime or maybe Netflix, one of those. But if you guys take a look at it this weekend, you guys might enjoy it. It's a good time.
Thank you.
You know, I really, really did enjoy it. It went under the radar for me until now.
Nice.
All right, well, with that, make sure to rate us on iTunes. 5 stars or it didn't happen. Protect your behind.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Hey, ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son cuatro compas de misterio. Y en la plática los cuatro unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast está feliz. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast está feliz. Disculpas, no tienen pelos en la...